Hitchhiking in the Dying South is loosely based on an accident I witnessed as a child, and it was all downhill after that. I have seen the morning spread over the fields, and I have walked on, trying to forget how it seemed as if daybreak was founded on the most fragile web of breath, and I had blown it. Then I thought it might not exist at all, nor had it ever, that it was only the idea of breath, and the egrets asleep in sour grass were the idea of flight, and if I was to breathe in, it would all just disappear. I have seen the spotted toads at dusk come up from the ditches after a rainstorm and into the asphalt steam, and I have seen them crushed by lumber trucks, then lifted away into the pines by the gathering crows. I have felt the night quiver with heron's wing over the swamps, over wild pigs in a blackberry patch, their snouts bloody and alive in the moonlight, and I have walked on, dirty, alone, kicking to the grasses the swollen bodies of possum, squirrel, rabbit, raccoon, bobcat, giving them no prayer, no peace-filled silence. But that was long ago, when work was scarce and meant thumbing my way to the tobacco plant or the slaughterhouse, north up Highway 17 to Holly Ridge, or down to Bulltail on 210. Either way, I would be shoveling something until dusk, something soft and warm and beyond me, and I would be glad for it. Walking with that forgotten gesture waving in the morning air, I felt that people could come into the world in a place they could not at first even name, and move through it finally, like the dawn, naming each thing until filled with a buoyancy, a mist from the river's empty rooms. Thumb of autumn, thumb of locust, thumb of every kissed lip. I've seen a cow die under the wheels of a Cadillac going 60, and who's to say what the cow got from this? Some would say a dignity, perhaps, past the slaughterhouse and the carcasses swimming the eaves. Or was it a punishment for nudging open the gate latch, the driver of the car in shock, mouthing, "Cow, cow," and the crows in the pines answering with the kind of sympathy my foreman used when one of his line workers cut off another finger in the shredder. "Son, at least you still got your arm." It's difficult to get this straight, but there is a beauty to the sparks that spread out under the car, under the cow, as they went from flesh to asphalt to flesh again. Fireflies in the hollow of the hills, a blanket of white petals from the tree of moon. A brief and miniature dawn began there on a summer night in the south I had come to love as part of myself. The sparks clinging in the grass for a moment, unbearably bright, a confused moth nuzzling up to the reflection of a flame shining in the cow's one open eye. Now that I think of it, there's maybe even a beauty in the cow's fat white body, a peace I would never know, as it took in the car, lay down with it, calves off, morning breath. This peace had a body, it was caught up in the night, made from night, there on the shoulder of a road so endless, even the stars shrugged it off, and took the sparks as one of their own.